Chiba Plaza getting ready for the Lakers and Warriors game. Justin will stick around. We'll also get into Antonio Brown, who is now being sued, the Steelers receiver, in some legal trouble.
Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 702-570-9000, with your questions today.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our Ultra Mega 2018 Back to School Blowout Sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy! Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the Mobile Sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, good for you!
And Adam Hill.
I totally hear you. I also don't like what you're saying.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Justin Watkins, Legal Insider, with us. Last couple of questions, Justin, on UFC 229 and the melee that broke out. I saw a good fight between a good tweeter here in town at Las Vegas locally, and Kevin Ioli, who covers combat sports for Yahoo. Ioli said there was no free pass because he's a UFC star. I assume he's talking about Connor. He isn't charged because there was no damage or next to no damage.
He's talking about Khabib.
He's talking about Khabib.
Yeah.
I think what he did was completely wrong, but nobody would be charged criminally under the similar circumstances. You disagree with that, right?
I disagree.
Okay. And LV locally said, not sure what you're basing your statement on, but you're wrong. Assault is not the same as battery and has nothing to do with the amount of damage done. Just acting like you're going to hit someone can get you arrested for assault in Nevada.
Technically true.
Okay. So LV locally winning the battle on that one. Can I ask both of you guys? Connor went through this whole thing with the dolly and the bus and the attack in Brooklyn. There's no, in a deal like that, right? They work out a deal. There's no terms of the deal where any of this stuff that happened in Vegas would fall under the header of, hey, you violated what we were asking you in terms of the deal we cut. Like, Brooklyn and New York aren't going to step up here and go, wait a second, we told you to stay out of trouble.
From my perspective, I wouldn't see what Connor did that would violate any. I don't think he did anything wrong. Okay. I guess that's just where I'm starting. I don't think he did anything wrong.
When we talk about Khabib, what if I tried to bring up like the Finer versus New York case? I'm just throwing things out.
What?
I'm researching right now. Listen, could it be considered that the words of Dylan Danis were what incited this and not Khabib's actions, and then Dylan Danis would be the one that would have started this?
Yeah, so generally speaking, the words... Words do not rise to the level of placing somebody in the fear of physical harm and therefore do not give you a right to defend yourself physically. Now, the Supreme Court in Nevada, Supreme Court of the United States has recognized that there are the so-called fighting words. which are words that are so offensive that the person who is saying them should realize that the other person would react violently, and that if they do react violently, you lose your ability to claim self-defense. In effect, by throwing out these sort of fighting words, you have become the instigator. And it's very, very rare. And I don't. And generally speaking, though, it is the subject matter that was at issue here, which is race, religion, challenging somebody on those in offensive verbiage can rise to the level of fighting words. But what is important in that analysis is the proximity between the two.
Oh, okay.
Right? So a cage and an audience being between you two does not rise to, in my opinion, does not rise to the level of fighting words, because that person inside the cage who is being told these terrible things to does not believe that those words are being backed with anything physical. There's too much of a physical barrier between them.
I'm looking at the case of Texas versus Johnson.
That's the burning flag case.
Right, but it said a direct personal assault or an invitation to exchange fisticuffs is included in the scope of the fighting words doctrine. He not only was yelling those things, he also was doing the bring it on sign, which I would imagine would be the invitation to fisticuffs, which would fall under this statute.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Texas versus Johnson case is one you learn in law school. It's about the flag burning and the right of the First Amendment. It does talk about fighting words. Here's the difference. I'm not saying that Khabib did anything wrong necessarily in regards to Dylan. That doesn't give you a right to jump kick everybody who's around Dylan.
He was going directly after. So
he was, but okay, he landed on other people, and that's assault and battery. You don't get to take on everybody in his proximity because one guy is being a jerk and mouthing off. That's not what you get to do. That's criminal behavior.
It's collateral damage.
Okay, I don't think, and I will say, I don't think that somebody saying "come on" is
invitation to fisticuffs.
Yeah, it depends.
Spelled out directly.
Yeah. I'm going to say it. I stand by 100%. Khabib's behavior was criminal.
Are you saying that I can't learn law in 3 minutes?
Hey, you did pretty good. Did pretty good. I'm just happy you mentioned a case that I knew of.
Right.
Because if I didn't know the case, it would have been I would have had to take your word for it, which would have been very dangerous.
That is very dangerous. Justin Watkins, Legal Insider, with us here on Cofield and Company. All right, Antonio Brown is facing a couple of lawsuits from an April incident. Apparently, he got wind or got home or something happened where he thought he got ripped off. He starts throwing stuff out the window. He flung items from the 14th floor of the mansions at Aqualina, nearly hit a child. The child was with a grandfather near the pool area of the complex, to vases and an ottoman. Other pieces of furniture fell close to him. The guy is now suing for damages in excess of $15,000 for intentional infliction of emotional distress and assault.
Yep. So assault, that claim absolutely is valid there. Assuming, here's the major assumption, that the toddler had the capacity to realize that and saw the danger approaching. So if the toddler is just like a six-month-old and is not looking at this furniture being flung over the railing, and it just so happens to land next to the toddler, but he never saw it, and theoretically, even if he did see it, didn't have the capacity to understand that it was dangerous, no claim. You have to realize the danger that is imminent in order for assault to have a claim. Okay? Then the next level would be the intentional infliction of emotional distress, which is a real thing. It's a real claim, but the most important component of intentional infliction of emotional distress is that there is a physical manifestation of the distress that you felt as a result of the actions of the defendant. So heart attack, I'm having nightmares, so I had to go to a therapist. And this kid, they're claiming
the kid's two, and they say he has trouble sleeping. Stop it! Don't all 2 year olds have trouble sleeping?
No, not all 2 year olds. Your kid hatred's just coming through. I love it.
I love it.
So no, not all kids do have trouble sleeping. And the night tremors, if they could prove that there was no such night tremors before and after, that would be a physical manifestation of the emotional distress. I mean, do I think that is what's going on with the kid? I don't know, but I think it's a good thing to plead if you're the attorney.
Two stories with a little political angle to it. Adam, what happened with that Colts game a year ago where Mike Pence showed up? He was outraged, naturally outraged, and then left a little after half. What was the report that came out?
It was a political stunt, clearly, that he flew up there to walk out of the game, you know, hoping somebody would take a knee and then he could walk out. He told reporters before he even went in, hey, I'm coming out. I'm going to leave this game right away. But we are seeing the result. We are seeing the money that was spent on this ridiculous stunt, and it is out of control. $350,000 to the taxpayers just to pull this stunt.
I guess my question is, do taxpayers have any recourse in a case like this outside of going to the election booth?
Yeah, no, not unless the claim is an abuse of the office.
Right.
And this just doesn't rise to that level. Is it stupid use? Yeah, absolutely. Should everybody be upset that was done and we flipped the bill for it? Yes, but it's not like a criminal abuse of the office. It's not something that can rise to the level of impeachment, as if any sort of impeachment of any kind could happen in D.C. anyway right now in the political climate. To get, you know, 2/3 of any house to agree upon anything is an impossibility. So, I don't. Nothing's ever going to happen as a result of this.
Justin Watkins, Legal Insider, with us. All right, local issue. I just wonder, again, what our recourse is, citizens, will of the people. City of Las Vegas is looking to ban services like Airbnb, short-term rentals. What do you think?
I agree.
Why?
Well, I think there's two things about it. You know, from the one aspect, you're going to say people, you know, who own homes are free to do it with it as they see fit. I acknowledge that. Okay. Well, we as a community get to set any other restrictions that we think are reasonable in that regard. So what kind of community do we want? We as a community thrive and exist in because of people filling hotel rooms. So, frankly speaking, I want people staying in hotels. I've created a space for them to stay in hotels and to have all the fun they want. I have created neighborhoods away from that space so that the people who live and work here don't have to be surrounded by that all the time. And when you put Airbnbs into our neighborhoods, you're taking that hotel community and bring it into the neighborhoods where I'm trying to keep it out. So from just a pros and cons standpoint and from who we are as a community, I don't like it.
I'm actually on that side mostly because I actually have an Airbnb like two houses down from me.
Yeah, it only takes one for you to get on that side, right?
Well, you know, I was asking you about, there was weird signage out in front of the house for like 6 months and there hasn't been any trouble so far. But I do think there's a couple of counters here. You know, people do invest in houses to use it for these purposes. The Strip has gotten awfully pricey with a lot of fees and, you know, the parking fees and stuff like that. So people need affordable places to stay. And could I also make the argument that some of the corporate joints that are off the Strip that rent weekly are actually really bad for the community as well?
Yeah, well, and then that's up to the Planning Commission to ensure that zoning goes in the appropriate places. But to your first point, you know, investors are putting money into this and they have a right to do with it as they have the freedom to use it.
Right.
Well, I, as a policymaker, would not want to encourage investors to do this for two reasons. One, to the extent that there are insufficient hotel rooms, I'd want new hotels built and more jobs associated with that. There's not going to be jobs really associated with this. Number two, if investors come in to buy up houses for the purposes of Airbnb, they're likely to create a housing environment that's more costly for the residents here, and I don't want to promote that either.
Right.
I want to promote affordable housing.
Okay. I can see those positives. But we have really no say outside of going and speaking at the meetings. We have no say in this, right?
Oh, no. Don't. Yeah, you have a say. Like, this is local. Local, you always have a say. Your emails to your city council or your Clark County commissioner matter. And
well, see, but I was just reading the city council is all pissed off at Airbnb because they had a bunch of their customers send emails. And they're like, wow, they're just flooding us with emails, and they don't want to listen to that either.
Well, because there's a difference, right? When you get a form email that a corporate entity has put up all of their customer base to do, and all the emails look the same, and they're not heartfelt, true emails that are actually written by the person, well, those are annoying, right? You get 472 of those in an hour, and they all say the exact same thing, and it's just a person saying, yeah, I agree, click. So, but if you had a stance on this and you wanted your city council person to know and you wrote them an email one-on-one and said, I like Airbnb, it matters to my family, and it's how I put food on the table, I encourage you to allow them, that's going to make an impact. And if you go down and testify at the hearing and give that testimony as quickly as I just gave that, 30 seconds or less, that has an impact. Because all the rest of the stuff is canned. It's all, we know what their stance is going to be. We know who they're going to put up there, and it doesn't matter. But actual citizens being engaged in the process matters. In this process in particular, this is City of Las Vegas, so this would be City Council. So not your Clark County Commissioner, because they've already ruled it out. So there's no Airbnbs anywhere in the valley other than in city limits, and it looks like that'll be taken care of at probably the next meeting.
That was actually my next question. The county already did it?
Yeah, so there's the county obviously doesn't step on the city's toes. There's two different sets of rules. Right. But in no other, I don't think in any other of the jurisdictions in the valley, not North Las Vegas, not Henderson, not City of Las Vegas, or the county, are Airbnbs allowed. I could be wrong on that point, but I think that that's correct.
And they've done this in different spots around the country. I noticed, I think I sent you a link. There was a lengthy story about South Beach was having a big problem with it, just couldn't control all the weekly rentals, and they just said the hell with it.
Well, it's especially a problem in tourist destinations because you've created this lively party life in South Beach in Las Vegas, and so when somebody uses an Airbnb, it's not like they're using the Airbnb to go to a family reunion and they're going to be quiet and go to bed at 10 o'clock. They're using it to party, and they're going to go on the strip, and they're going to turn your housing, your neighborhood, into a party neighborhood, and that's not what we
want.
Well,
no, you wouldn't like it, believe me.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd have enough issues in your hood.
Yeah,
in SoHi. All right, Justin, we appreciate you coming in today. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good
one. There you go. 570-9000. Justin Watkins, Battleborn Injury Lawyers. On the way back, a quick what's trending in the middle of the show, and we're going to try to hook up with former NBA player and developing media star Ryan Hollins.
Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 702-570-9000, with your questions today.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's, the best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out, the world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
All right, let's watch hockey tonight at Twin Peaks, 95-10 Southeastern, south of 215 in Henderson. Hey, it's Clay Baker. We're having a blast here watching our favorite hockey teams tonight at Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, and I'm here until 5:30. Great draft specials, 29 degrees Fahrenheit, 22-ounce drafts, just $3. You want to go man size? You want to man up? Only $7. You want imports? They're just a dollar more. And by the way, they got great scratch food here at Twin Peaks. And during their happy hour, you can get select apps for $2, $4, $6. I'm telling you right now, they got loaded tots with chipotle butter. They got billionaire's bacon. They got the double-stacked nachos. And don't forget, they got wings, man. You can get them smoked and grilled, breaded, naked, boneless. It's all here for you at Twin Peaks, 9510 Southeastern, south of 215 in Henderson. And you can register to win 2 tickets to a VGK game this season. All you got to do is come and join me. I'm here until 5:30. It's a hockey night in Vegas as we're watching your favorite team. Come and join me, Twin Peaks. I'm here until 5:30 here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Look in that mirror right now. You like what you see? The scraggly beard, the ear and nose hair forest. Ugh. clean it up. Hit my joint, Swagger Men's Grooming. It's Steve Cofield. I get my haircut and beard trimmed at Swagger. You should too. The ladies of Swagger can take care of you. Haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. I got the full service with the creams, the lotion, the works. Plus, they can clean up your schnoz and ears. Swagger Men's Grooming, Coronado Center and Eastern. Walk in and swagger out.
Do you ever wonder what you'd do if you couldn't just switch on the heat when it got cold, or start your car each morning, or afford toilet paper? Well, for plenty of hardworking folks right here in our community, these are everyday realities. But when you give to the Salvation Army, you help your neighbors in need win the battle to thrive. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit salvationarmy.listenandgive.org to make a donation. That's salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
Attention, laptop or computer owners. Is your computer sluggish and slow? You might be one of the millions of Americans who are affected by unwanted pop-ups, spam, and computer errors. Don't let your online activities be tracked by unwanted third parties. Go to mycleanpc.com and find out what could be causing privacy risks and get rid of it. Our free computer diagnostic system takes seconds to download and install and will help you find out how to speed up your computer.
mycleanpc.com increases the speed of my computer from the very first day.
MyCleanPC.com totally cleaned up the pop-ups on my computer and increased my speed.
Get your free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com and take the first step towards protecting your computer from prying eyes. Once you activate the software, MyCleanPC will perform regular checkups to keep your computer running fast and error-free. Get your free diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com to get started. Again, that's MyCleanPC.com. MyCleanPC.com.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit WilliamHill.us. That's WilliamHill.us.
Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's. The best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out. The world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
When it comes to dependability in car batteries, no one beats Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries has been providing outrageously dependable starting power for over 65 years. With over 200,000 dealers nationwide, there's one near you. Just click on InterstateBatteries.com.
Your time is important to you, so it is important to us, too. As a business owner, you want to spend your time focused on growing your business, not on dealing with red tape. You can safely leave that to us. At Pro Group Management, we focus on ensuring that you have the best workers' comp plan for your business. Our team of experts keeps up on all the regulatory issues and compliance updates so you can spend your time growing your business. For self-insured groups, Pro Group Management is the leader in providing Nevada's businesses with reliable, quality workers' comp programs. And we have the awards to prove it. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 844-91-BIBLE.
place.
What's Trending is brought to you by Sinful Subs, now on the west side at 5135 South Fort Apache.
Lots of hockey to get to. By the way, east side of town, Pendertucky-Vegas border. I never know where it actually is. Where's the line? Where Twin Peaks is, where's the line?
That is Henderson.
And then you think what, north of the 215 is Vegas?
I'm bad at this.
Where the PT's Ranch and...
Eastern is the border for a long way.
Okay.
But then it gets south far enough, it's all Henderson. I believe it's Sunset.
Was there some gerrymandering done with the...
I believe it's Sunset. I could be wrong. It could be south of that.
Okay. So Twin Peaks and Henderson.
But it's actually all Clark County.
Okay. But it's right there on Eastern. Clay Baker's out there. He's getting you ready for the Capitals and VGK game. Adam Hill will get you ready for the game inside of about 3 minutes. Last night, Flyers, big opener against the Sharks, 8-2.
Only one thing mattered.
Got their ass kicked. And how lame are the Philadelphia Flyers? As you would say, who needs to do these pregame stunts?
Philly.
They fly in gritty from the top of the arena. Weak. Winnipeg doesn't have to do that.
Yeah, Winnipeg is a hockey town. Philadelphia really isn't.
So is Philly. Stop.
Not really. They're terrible.
Your lack of knowledge on
they're
Philly
terrible.
Is
terrible.
You're just the worst.
When's the last time they were good?
So they flew in. Didn't they make the playoffs last year?
Okay.
Didn't they come in?
Not good enough.
Twice in a row and kick the crap out of the Knights here? They're no good?
They're not. No, they're not. They're not. People are not going just because they're like a Stanley Cup contender. They're going for gritty right now.
They're going for gritty right now. So what do you think of the gritty coming in like a wrecking ball?
Fantastic. It was amazing in every way. They played the song. He was swinging on the ball like Miley. He did it better than Miley. Gritty is great, and Gritty can do no wrong.
We know. Do you think Gritty provided bulletin board material for the Sharks? What's your favorite guy's name there? Is it Jumbo? No, that's Thornton, right? Who's the other guy?
Brent Burns.
You love Burnsy, not Jumbo. Burnsy.
Burnsy's my
guy. You love
Burnsy. Yeah, he's my guy.
You think Burnsy saw the video of Gritty going? Where was that aquarium, by the way?
It was in Philly.
Okay, I think it's Camden.
Well, Philly area.
Yeah, I think he went to South Jersey, and he just attacked a bunch of... He was goading the Sharks. Of course, not in the tank. And then he just attacked a bunch of lovely, like, kitty sharks.
Yeah, and then there was a huge stuffed one that he really attacked. He was going after the one in the aquarium, in the tank. He went fishing for sharks. He was really playing it up.
What an obnoxious jerk.
I can't wait to see what he does Saturday.
All right, the game tonight. Repeat of the Stanley Cup Final. Knights, 5 o'clock start in D.C. What are we looking for here? What has to turn around for VGK? Just finish some of the opportunities? Because they've had opportunities in this 1-2 start.
Yeah, they've had a lot of shots. They haven't been really great shots, but they've had a lot of shot attempts. And usually the general thought is once if you just keep getting shots and generating chances, eventually they'll go in. The problem is... They have been generating shots, but really not good chances. They're just kind of peppering goalies with shots that aren't too difficult. They did create good chances against Minnesota. They just couldn't get one in. Finally did at the very end and ended up winning in the shootout. The other two games, the other teams have gotten just much, much better chances. Philadelphia did here in Vegas, and then certainly Buffalo got the much better chances, even though they were outshot severely in that game in Buffalo. So the first line is doing okay. The second line is still gelling, although now Stastny will miss a few games. They're starting to come together. The third line has been atrocious. The third defensive pairing has been abysmal. Like, those things need to get worked on. And some guys returning will help that. Cody Eakin looks like he's playing tonight. He's back. But then again, he comes in, Stastny goes out. So, these things you have to deal with. And last year they were able to deal with adversity like this very, very well. They never went through a long stretch of losing. That is just things that don't happen. Even really, really good teams go through bad stretches. It just didn't happen last year to the Knights. I think people are a little taken aback by it, a little shocked by it, but these things happen.
Quick timeout. We're going to get to a little more hockey later in the hour because we got to get to that lame move by the Predators who raised a banner for what? But Ryan Hollins, former NBA player, developing media power, will join us to talk a little more Lakers and Golden State and news around the NBA.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
When it comes to dependability in car batteries, no one beats Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries has been providing outrageously dependable starting power for over 65 years. With over 200,000 dealers nationwide, there's one near you. Just click on interstatebatteries.com.
This is JT for the Caesars Sports app, the sports book in the palm of your hand. No need to ever wait in line with the most convenient way to place a sports wager anytime, anywhere in Nevada. So head to any Caesars Entertainment Sportsbook and conveniently sign up to Caesars Sports app. Hey, it's JT the Brick. I'm from New York. I know great pizza, Grimaldi's, the best pizza I ever had. It's perfect to satisfy those football Sunday cravings. Check it out, the world-famous Grimaldi's Pizzeria.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Hanging out here in front of T-Mobile, getting ready for the Lakers. My Lakers! Lifelong Laker fan. All right, lifelong LeBron fan. Which sounds weird, doesn't it? But I'm old.
You are old.
Yes, so I've been around this earth. Thank you, Chrissy. Appreciate the backing on the I'm old comment. Anyway, Ryan Hollins. I think he's got jobs with everyone right now. He's working
old.
With ESPN LA. He was actually just here in Vegas as part of a deal over at UNLV. We wanted to get into that a little bit, and he's going to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, brother? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing it. First of all, what'd you do with UNLV? It was a speaking engagement. Who'd you talk to?
A little more than a speaking engagement. We joined up with my good friend Barrett Morris and James King, and we essentially went over a demonstration for compliance, the compliance department, just talking about anti-bullying, culture building, everything that a collegiate university pretty much needs to succeed. So it was a really, really cool experience. And I mean, you know, just hats off to UNLV for, you know, putting their athletes first and their coaches and their faculty. So a really, really cool experience.
Why did you want to do something like this?
It's a passion point. And it's funny, and I'll leave this simply with you. I guess we would really understate bullying in athletics, because the irony, in a sense, would be I kind of want you to bully your opponent. And how do I teach you how to bully other than bullying you? And for a lot of these terms, the coaches may not and the athletes may not even understand what the lines are of being bullied or not being bullied. So just really, really creating a healthy work environment, because as you know, there are some wrong things that go on in college now, and there are some right things. But I think the big thing is just having that healthy environment of communication pretty much between all the athletic departments. I mean, we speak different languages. Your coaches are in their, you know, 30s and 50s and 60 years old, and you got these 17, 18-year-old millennials who speak a completely different language, you know, and in that you can arise or bring up a lot of problems. But it was a really, really cool seminar that we put on.
Ryan, you're 7 feet tall. Were you bullied? I bet you were.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and you know, a lot like depression, people don't like to come out and say that. People don't like to come out and speak to those things. And as coaches, you know, we've got to be able to grow in 2018. You know, the simplest thing, you don't know where you hit home with a particular athlete. And you know, I mean, I think these are young professionals. So when you're in an unhappy workplace, you see the results on the field or on the court or wherever. You know, the athletes play or participate. So very, very necessary course.
Maybe I'm being judgmental on this, but I have to imagine a lot of coaches maybe kind of hear it, but they're like, whatever. That's what we do.
No, you know what? And that was the kind of the idea coming in is another compliance meeting. What are we going to hear? But James King, former NFL player and now attorney, Ryan Hollins, ESPN analyst, and you know, 10 year. I'm kind of interested in. It was a really, really cool seminar. Just at the end of the day, it was really about communication to be able to connect with your athletes and recognizing these problems before they arise, before they get to a point where you essentially lose your job or you know you're on the front page of the news and the media because something is going on. But in all reality, these things are happening just as we speak all through college athletics. And, you know, bullying, I guess, would be a, you know, just males are a little macho. It's kind of a soft term, but I could not believe the response that we got. It was absolutely amazing from the faculty, from the coaches, even from the athletes. But the first impression was bullying. When you look on the definition and you understand you could be a bully, you have been a bully, and you have been bullied, that whole kind of idea of bullying that you know that goes away, like you said, the kind of macho kind of bullying. Yeah, right. What do I need this for?
Ryan Hollins with us, a former NBA player, played at UCLA. Yeah, the bullying topic is a big one on this show. We got a little crazy with I don't know if you ever saw it or you heard about it, but there was a show really aimed at teenagers called 13 Reasons Why on Netflix, and Adam and I went crazy watching this because we're like. You know, you think back to your high school experience, then you think of your work experience. Like, I bully. Do I get bullied? Like, everyone deals with bullying at some point in their existence.
And as an athlete, you don't speak up until it's too late.
Right.
And that athlete comes back, and he's the reason you got fired.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And now when he speaks up or when you need somebody to go to bat for you, there's no athletes available. And it's a reality, and a lot of times you don't hear about the reasons why a coach is let go or the things that go on behind the scenes. But UNLV hats off for just being proactive and getting ahead a lot of these things and not just giving their athletes but giving their coaches the skills necessary to cope with these things. Cause, I mean, I swear to you, it's a real, real issue now.
Very cool. Very cool that you guys are addressing the issue. You mentioned that kids speak a different language. Ryan, you're 33. It can't be that much different, is it?
Oh, it is.
Really?
maybe I'm old school, but when you yelled at me and told me to do my job, I just did it.
Yeah.
And now you've got to explain a little more behind that. I guess we would be, what we were told was labeled as soft or, you know, weak, you know, signs of weakness. We went into our job depressed and just didn't tell anybody about it. And when you had a former colleague or teammate of mine like Kevin Love that comes out and says he was depressed, good friends of mine like DeMar DeRozan says I'm depressed as an NBA superstar. I've had my bouts, I'd even say, with depression through the NBA and especially in college. You've got to have some coping skills. And this is keeping these athletes off the front page of the newspaper. These could be these coaches from being fired or parts of these major scandals before they actually go forth and happen. So, man, this course very, very necessary. And man, I'm just pleased with the impact that it had, and really just to be able to share not just my story, but give a lot of coping mechanisms to these coaches.
Now, you're not being pushed around at ESPN LA, right? We saw you, I think we actually kicked you out of a studio on September, what was it, the day before the USC-UNLV game. I don't know if you remember, we had to come into a studio there, but then you were hanging out. I think it was one of the Kamenetsky brothers. I hope those guys aren't pushing you around.
You got to watch out for those Kamenetskys, man. Those guys are, hey, man, you got to watch out for them.
Did you, you grew up in Pasadena, right?
Yep, born and raised Pasadena, California.
This is the most ridiculous question for anyone from the LA area. You grew up a Lakers fan, right? Not Clippers?
No. I, you know what? What's interesting, this was funny to me. Obviously a Lakers fan, born and raised in Pasadena, California. But if the Lakers weren't on, we watched and cheered for the Clippers. Now, if you remember anything, when I played for the Clippers, we were much, much better than the Lakers. But there was this weird energy that people all of a sudden hated the Clippers. And right. I would get so irritated and say, you don't hate the Clippers. Just stop that. Just stop it right now. You don't hate the Clippers maybe there's a rivalry. Maybe you respect the Clippers now, but you don't hate us. Let's not make this thing more than what it actually is.
So do you think the Laker fans have fully come on board with LeBron? Because we know there was going to be a little trouble with the Kobe files, who love Kobe Bryant. People are like, I always hated LeBron. I don't want him. What do you think it's like now on the eve of the season?
That's so old, and I mean, you're definitely like a joke. Like, what do you mean you don't like LeBron? What do you mean you have a problem with LeBron? Like, that, all of that nonsense was over with. I guess the mural was embarrassing. I understand it was a bit of a Kobe allegiance, saying, hey, man, I love Kobe. I'm down with him for life. This isn't going to go anywhere, but you don't get this, in my mind, and obviously we can debate this anytime, fellas. You don't have the greatest of player of all time join your organization, come on board to turn things around. You're not happy that he's there. Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man. We just had two number 8 jerseys walk by. A couple. There's a Kobe fan with number 24. I swear he shot me a look. Oh, yeah. I've got a LeBron jersey on. I'm gonna have to throw with this game. Come on now. It's ridiculous.
Because you know what? It was a real beef. It was definitely a real issue going forth with Kobe and LeBron, you know, because it was like, well, LeBron's better than Kobe. He's younger, he's taller, he's faster, and yet you have the undying love and almost the Kobe religion, you know. People praise Kobe to another level in L.A., you know, so... You just kind of had to get past, beyond all of that, and people had to come together and say, no, realistically, like, this is really cool. We have LeBron James.
We love hypotheticals, though, Ryan. Let's say it just doesn't gel right and they don't make the playoffs this year. What happens then?
Oh, man, LeBron's going to get massacred because he alone is good enough. And to much is given, much is expected. I mean, undoubtedly, we're ready to do that in Cleveland. Everybody's ready to go, well, LeBron, it's your fault that Kevin Love was depressed. It was your fault that Derrick Rose left. LeBron, it was your fault, yada, yada, yada. Everybody was ready, and then they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and everybody said, oh, gosh, this dude is pretty darn good. But LeBron, he always flirts with being on the cusp of, you'll watch a LeBron James performance and just say, man, this dude ain't worth the hype. He's about whatever. And then in Game 7, he pulls out a game winner against Indiana. Then he sweeps Toronto. And then he has a Game 7 against Boston where he lays some eggs in Games 5 and 6 and then comes out and blasts these boys in the fourth quarter of Game 7 to where you go, no, this dude is legit. So that's just kind of the game, man. And it's funny. I believe it's going out of someone at home is rolling their eyes when I say that. But he has these off type of performances where it looks like he just doesn't care, where you know that Kobe or Michael would go down swinging. Kobe would shoot 100 shots down by 40 points, trying everything he can to get into the game, where LeBron just lays it down and says, I'll fight to live again another day. So, you know, there's just some interesting dynamics there where people just don't like what they don't like when it comes to LeBron James.
And I think the other one, and as far as this show goes, our LeBron love has never been higher. My love for him speaking out and actually talking on issues could not be more right now. But that does open you up. If things don't go well, that could make it even uglier, right?
Oh, absolutely. And LeBron is going to throw you under the bus, my man. Look, let's get that front and center. LeBron James is going to do something that's going to make you look horrible. He's going to have a game where all those LeBron haters are going to take their fingers and point them straight at your face. I told you he wasn't that good. I told you he sucked. I told you he couldn't do it. You know? Look, man, I lived through a firsthand experience. We had LeBron down when I was in Boston. We had him down 3-2 with a chance to go to the NBA Finals, not on the road, but at home. We knew, I mean, everybody knew the Boston Celtics were going to the finals. LeBron James then goes on to score about 45 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists, and has one of his greatest performances that we have ever seen, in which LeBron James became LeBron James, and everybody was on board from there. But for me, I was a believer. I was a believer because we knew we were tougher. We knew we were stronger. We knew basketball just meant more. We knew that we played the right way in Boston, and LeBron had nothing on us. And he showed us. He showed us there wasn't a soul in Boston that didn't have respect for LeBron James after that day. And then a couple years later, he comes back last year and does it again.
Last couple of questions, rapid fire. We like to bet here. Would you bet the Lakers over 48.5 wins for the season? They're going to be a 50-win team?
Yes, they will. Take okay. that bet. All good.
All right. And who can stop the – well, I'm not going to say it's an obvious final, but who can get in the way of a Golden State-Boston final?
Oh, I mean, we cannot discredit Philly. I think you definitely have to look at what Houston did last year. They pushed Golden State. And you have to question Golden State's health. Are they going to be healthy enough down the stretch to repeat, to put themselves in the same situation? There's a lot going on over there. Free agency is coming up. And, you know, I've always said if Golden State implodes, it will be because they essentially didn't get their act together. They couldn't take care of free agency. It won't be because somebody else did. It's because they couldn't get things going.
In the East, am I crazy if I say Toronto could be the team?
Oh, no, not at all. No, not at all. I forgot. Forgive me. Forgive me for getting Toronto. I mean, on paper, they've got everything. They've got the one guy in the league who can guard LeBron James straight up and Kawhi Leonard, and they have length and athleticism. Now, you just question the three-point shooting across the board to beat Boston. Boston's got a lot of versatility, to put it lightly, and they got a lot of guys who can play a lot of different positions. Now, Toronto right now on paper has them that can defend it, and the question with them, like I said again, can they shoot the three well enough to knock off Boston, essentially? And that's what Boston does, man. They got some guys, to put it lightly.
Ryan, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Brother, anytime, man. Great talking with you.
There you go. Ryan Hollins, former NBA player, UCLA guy. By the way, I was totally serious on the bullying thing. If there's a guy, if there's a position, especially a high school player, who's probably the biggest recipient of bullying, it's the big man. And especially the way Ryan was built. Because he was, you know, kind of a wispy build, 7-footer. I guarantee he got freaking screamed at and called a puss all the time.
Yeah, for no question about it. And I certainly applaud everything that he's doing with it. I could have talked about that stuff all day, as you mentioned. It's something that we've talked a lot about here on the show. And I think it is very true what he's saying. It's tough. You know, we have come around a lot as a society on, you know, preventing bullying and trying to weed it out. It's never going to stop completely. But I think where we have to come a long way is like admitting that you're hurt and admitting that you have, you know, feelings. It's not weakness. And I think too many people see it as weakness to say, hey, I was hurt by that. And it bothered me and it got to me.
Toshiba Plaza is starting to fill up here with a few Warriors fans. This is going to be a Laker house tonight. They're expecting over 17,000 for the game. There are some single, actually check that, there's some standing room tickets available. Also some tickets available downstairs that are a little more expensive. I think the lowest price when I checked a little while ago was about $300 a ticket. Yeah, it's an exhibition game, but it's the Lakers, LeBron, and Lonzo in town.
Cofield and Company will be back in minutes right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Hey, Vegas, Clay Baker here with you, and it's hockey night in Vegas. We are live at Twin Peaks in Henderson, 9510 Eastern, just south of 215. Eats, drinks, scenic views here at Twin Peaks. I'm here until 5:30. Oh, and hockey fans are starting to pour in here, and we're having a blast. We got domestic drafts for happy hour at 29 degrees. Only $3 for the 22-ounce, $7 for the man size. The import drafts, they're just a buck more. And they also have select apps for the happy hour, $2, $4, $6. Great scratch food at Twin Peaks, and it's a menu made for MVPs. And I'll tell you what, you can sit here with me, we can watch the games together, and you can register to win two tickets for a VGK game this season. I got shirts and more. I'm here until 5:30 here, and oh man, I'm just looking at all the food that's coming in and around the table. Guys are ordering steaks, they got the burgers, they got Nashville hot chicken, they got it all here at Twin Peaks, 9510 Eastern Avenue in Henderson, just south of 215. I'm here until 5:30. Let's watch hockey together tonight at Twin Peaks in Henderson on ESPN Las Vegas.
The Monster Energy Cup. The high rollers of Supercross are back in Vegas and all in for the $1 million jackpot. Which of these all-star riders will win the ultimate prize in motocross racing? Who will triumph? Who will fold? Two over-under bridges, two sand lanes equals twice the action. Watch the world's greatest riders double down and give it everything they've got on a newly imagined track that's never been seen before. Tickets start at $20. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. The Monster Energy Cup, coming to Sam Boyd Stadium this Saturday.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct. I let in the sun rays, but less of the heat stays. Universal Windows Direct. I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct. Universal Windows Direct.
We all want to eat healthy, but eating enough fruits and vegetables every day is not only time-consuming, it's expensive. That's why at Texas Superfood, we've created a blend of the best USDA organic fruits, vegetables, powerful enzymes, probiotics, and all-natural herbs in a convenient capsule or a powder. We call it Texas Superfood Complete Organic. If you can't, won't, or don't eat all of your fruits and vegetables every day, Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Go to TexasSuperfood.com today.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit WilliamHill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Miller Lite, along with Terrible Herbst, is your headquarters for all your football game day essentials. Pick up your snacks and an ice-cold 18-pack of Miller Lite just in time to catch all the action. Miller Lite and Terrible Herbst are sending you to Kansas City to see them take on Oakland December 30th. Stop by the Miller Lite game day flyaway display at participating Terrible Herbst. Text in the short code, and you and a guest could be flying to Kansas City to catch the game, including hotel and airfare. For complete rules, go to lvsportsnetwork.com. It's a game day flyaway, powered by Miller Lite, Terrible Herbst, and Finley Chevrolet, home of the...
Woo!
This is JT for the Caesars Sports app, the sports book in the palm of your hand. No need to ever wait in line with the most convenient way to place a sports wager anytime, anywhere in Nevada. So head to any Caesars Entertainment sports book and conveniently sign up to the Caesars Sports app.
Today we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, your commercials say that a person should contact you before calling the insurance company. Why should they call you first?
Insurance companies only want to protect their own interests and get you to settle for a small check. When you contact us first, you can feel confident your best interests are being looked after, and we'll fight to get you a big check.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Do you have feet, back, or leg pain? All of us are susceptible. Think about it. That's 2% of your frame holding up 98% of your body. That can lead to problems. I put a hurting on my feet, doing a lot of yard work, plus all that walking when I'm working the sidelines during the games. It's Steve Cofield here. I went to see the folks at the Good Feet Store. They'll tell you about the four arches of the foot and try to make sure those foot tissues are getting exercised like they need to be. And at the Good Feet Store, it's more affordable than ever to try their three-step system that can change your life. They'll create a customized solution specifically to fit your needs, activities, and wardrobe. You can go into the Good Feet Store 7 days a week. The personalized fitting is free, and you can even leave the store for a test walk. Why not? You gotta try them out. And the products come with a lifetime guarantee. If you have foot problems, here's a solution with my friends at the Good Feet Store. Two locations, one at 26 West Sahara, right across from Palace Station, and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Stop dealing with the pain. Get into the Good Feet Store today.
Vegas Bike Fest is October 11th through the 14th at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Three concerts for $35. Puddle of Mud, Fog Hat, and local favorite, Her Story of Rock. Use promo code LVB527 at LasVegasBikeFest.com and receive $10 off your registration.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I can never remember whether Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492 or if he sailed the deep blue sea in 1493. Doesn't matter. What does matter is that Best Mattress is celebrating whatever year it was with a huge Columbus Day sale with savings up to $1,200 or get 50% off select Tempur-Pedic floor models. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
It's Cofield & Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
I got a free winner coming up here in less than five. 5,000 star lock. On a Wednesday, it's very unusual. I only get the information on certain days, but today I got it. Adam Hill, Steve Cofield, Toshiba Plaza, Lakers, Golden State. A couple of important things. One, boy, we are quite the sight here. A lot of people taking pictures of the set.
Well, we're very famous.
Well, it must be my Lakers gear.
That could be.
As a lifelong Lakers fan, they're loving my new LeBron jersey and my beautiful yellow hat.
Maybe they assume because you're, you know, all decked out that you're actually a player.
I have the build of a player, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Big Steph Curry just took a picture of us, and I took a picture of him. Check Twitter on that one. I just saw something on Twitter, the Cofield cussing count. It actually calmed down. We have the Cofield Kangaroo Court cussing count. And Chrissy, aren't you by yourself? What are you cursing about?
No, I was updating Big Mac's recent, quote, self-reported.
Oh, okay.
Cuss.
You do need to update your number because Ari, when he was in for you, who was you were sick, he cursed yesterday. So
shut up.
Yeah, he did.
Don't get sick.
Oh,
very risky.
He is dead.
Yeah, he cussed. He definitely did. Adam, come here for a second.
Wait, what?
Stick out your finger and put it in my nose.
Wait, what? What are you? Huh?
I went to Swagger.
Okay.
You know, people hear the commercials are like, oh, come on. Yeah, I go there. All right, I go there. I got the pretty intense beard trim. My God, that massage. Good job. I don't know what's going on.
I was letting you finish. We talked about this
yesterday. And then I got the nose wax. I got the nose wax. You guys might want to try it. You guys are hairy. You have good eyebrows, Angel? Angel's eyebrows are much better. You have to go get your eyebrows done. I am telling you should go get the nose wax. It was glorious.
It sounds like you're breathing better. It's nice.
Yeah. And believe me, I have a schnoz, so the haircut was like 6 minutes. The nose wax was like surgery.
Yeah.
It's like 45 minutes. I'm kidding. The nose wax was really quick, but it's Swagger Men's Grooming over off Eastern, right there near Coronado Center, right near, the Hooters. Great spot. You can get the full service, all the works, or just get the haircut. It's great. I was doing some prep for the show. I'm looking up at, which I want to get to next hour. I was watching Bomani and Pablo Torre talk about Khabib. There was an interesting story they were getting into. But you can get beer, get some water, get some soda there. I walked in, they're like, you want a beer? And I'm like, yeah, I really do.
It's 10 a.m.
No, it wasn't 10 a.m. It was 1 o'clock. It was before the show.
Okay.
But I'm like, I have a show to do.
So you needed it. I have to hang out with Adam for 3 hours. I'm going to need the beer.
And I was like, I'm already high.
That's fair.
No, I'm not high.
Do they offer style tips?
What's wrong with the style?
No, we're all fine, for sure.
Okay.
What's the
problem?
We talked about this yesterday, but there was a guy wearing jeans.
Oh, no.
And a long sleeve denim shirt, and it was tucked in.
Wow. That's a lot of denim.
Why? Like, but why?
Did he have a cowboy hat on?
No, but first of all, he was.
Why
he
were
was,
you and Angel were like going crazy? I don't even see him now. You're going crazy over him.
70. I don't. First of all, I don't get the long sleeve denim shirt anyway.
Yeah,
it's a weird look.
It's actually, you know what? The weather has turned kind of cool and windy. It's
perfect.
If you're coming out here, I'd you know, we're kind of wimps here with the weather, with the temperature. I'd throw something on. A little extra.
I brought a sweatshirt for tonight.
I've got a long sleeve shirt on. Sun went down.
But
sort
I
of, behind
I just,
T-Mobile.
I don't get the long sleeve denim shirt, but I also just don't get tucking it into jeans. It doesn't make any sense on any level.
Yeah, to each his own, man.
Okay.
A lot of stylish people out here today. A lot of stylish people. VGK, plus 130.